Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. According to published reports, there has been a resolution in a case that shocked Powell residents last year. 23-year-old Shay Dillon will spend 2 months behind bars after pleading no contest to a charge of vehicular homicide. Dillon admitted to the court that he struck and killed 75-year-old Dennis Brophy with his Toyota Camry last September as Brophy was attempting to cross the street in front of the car. Brophy had recently retired from his teaching position at Northwest College and was well known around town for his outrageous modifications made to his pickup trucks and was looking forward to his retirement. Dillon expressed genuine remorse during the proceedings and apologized to the victim's family. His defense attorney argued for a strictly probation outcome, but the prosecutor's office pushed for a year-long jail sentence, saying the accident could have easily been avoided and, as it involved an automobile pedestrian situation, a stricter punishment was warranted. The judge decided on a 2-month sentence to be followed by 10 months of unsupervised probation, as well as court costs and fees. The Deer Creek 2 fire has exploded in size, now encompassing 3,000 acres and affecting three different counties. The blaze spans federal, state, and private lands across Campbell, Sheridan, and Johnson counties. It's grown roughly 2,500 acres since its discovery Monday evening. The cause of the fire is still unknown, but Melanie Wilmer, the public information officer for the Campbell County Fire Department, says the leading theory is that the blaze was sparked by a burning coal seam in Campbell County, and the surrounding area was dry enough for it to take off. The fire so far has not caused any road or railway closures yet, nor has it forced the few ranchers who live in the area to evacuate. Hot and dry conditions, in addition to the rough landscape, are hampering containment efforts.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Another bear has been removed from the area north of Pinedale, where it had been preying on cattle grazing there. After consultation with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department captured and relocated the sub-adult female bear. On July 23rd, they took it to the Five Mile Creek drainage area, approximately 5 miles from the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park. Only a week earlier, another problem bear was captured in the same area and relocated to just outside of Yellowstone after it, too, had been killing livestock. Investigators say they have found a man dead in a Wyoming home after a boy allegedly told authorities in Montana that he killed his father. Sheridan County Sheriff's official said in a statement that the 15-year-old allegedly confessed to authorities in the Hardin, Montana area. The information led investigators to find the body at a home in the northern Wyoming town of Dayton early Wednesday. Sheriff's officials are not identifying the boy or the dead man. Both the Sheriff's Office and the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation are investigating the case. Under Sheriff Levi Dominguez says there is no threat to the public, but people should keep away from the home to allow a thorough investigation. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.